get my coat.
And what it out to me?
Bring it to me.
He said, so he went in and he
brought my coat out to me.
And he said, here I have brought you your coat.
What?
I have
brought what? You your coat.
Huh?
What are you saying?
Well, say that again. I have
brought you your coat.
I was talking to say no, you were so when you picked up on that. You'd say, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did fit.
Okay, or I tried on the coat to see how it
fit it.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed has
shrunk.
And I hope that shirt doesn't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good
clothes... Wait a minute. And I hope that shirt doesn't shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dress well.
Would you say that about a man?
I would.
What if she's, likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
primp.
Okay. Do men primp?
Some do. Some do. I don't have a word for that, for a man.
It would sound funny to say primp, though talking about a man.
Yeah, I think so.
What would you call a man who likes to dress real well?
Well-dressed man.
Any slang names? What about...
Well, yeah, there might be some that I'm not familiar with, because... the other day I was talking to a girl across the street from me. She's a teenager and she's from Louisiana. And she used the word ragging. And I had never heard that. So it's what? New words for being of the latest styles and fashions. She used the word ragging. You know, I thought she was saying ragging, but she was saying ragging. Well, the term when a person is well-dressed, decked out, something like that.
You say that about a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear a man called a jelly bean?
No.
What about calling a well-dressed man a pimp?
Well, that has been said, but generally that has another connotation.
But being with prostitutes?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I have never heard, like, take for example, my husband, well-dressed man. I wouldn't ever consider calling him a pimp, that's meaning a well-dressed man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What would you call, you know, sometimes, especially in large families, say if you've got an older sister, instead of getting new clothes for yourself, you wind up wearing clothes that you...
Hand-me-downs.
Huh?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. What would you call clothes like that that have been worn by someone else that you get at, say, a...
Secondhand. Secondhand.
Any slang names for those?
Not as I know of.
What would you call clothes that look real good?
Beautiful.
Do you ever call them rags or threads or something like that? And
beautiful rags, yeah. I've heard it. I've never used them.
How does it sound to you?
Sounds okay.
How do you feel about using slang? Do you use much?
Some slang I do. All depends on what I'm saying. You know. I can't just offhand as far as clothes, but if you would come across something else, like when we talked about cars, maybe I would think of something to tell you.
Something you could carry coins in would be called
a coin purse or a wallet.
And something a woman could wear around her neck, a lot of things strung up together.
Necklace, beads.
You call it a what of beads?
Strand of beads, well, yeah. Strand.
Okay. And something you'd wear around your wrist.
Bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains.
A raincoat. Or,